Chase the Hounds.
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, always great to catch up with the coach, head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. It is Hockey and Hounds. It's brought to you by Telhio Credit Union, and we have the man on the line. He is Torts. Torts, it's good to have you. Any update on the homework assignments? Are the essays flowing in from your players yet?
Yeah, we have. Tomorrow is the final day, and one of my quiz questions is who was the first one to send their information, and who was the last one to send the information. So it came down. I'm not going to name names, but the last three came in today within 8 minutes of one another. So actually, I was hoping there was one guy that would be the last one because it just gives me an opportunity to lay it on. But, yeah, so we'll leave it at that. I got the quiz ready to go out, and that'll go out tomorrow.
Let me ask you this, Torts, because I believe, you know, people are who they are. I mean, you can try to change them a little bit, and you can adapt, and they'll – you know, work within a system as long as they know expectations. But a lot of things, I mean, especially when you're getting somebody at 20, 21, even 22 years old, they kind of are who they are. If I would have said, hey, you get to pick three guys and have three names of who will turn it in first, and then you get three names of who would turn it in last, do you feel like you'd have been able to get the guy on both ends given you get three choices?
You know what? And when I was getting the quiz formed, I was – dead wrong as far as who was the first one. Dead wrong.
Really?
But yeah. But the last one today, I was one person off. One. And quite honestly, the one who was the last surprises me. The second to last, I figured would be last. And I wanted it to happen that way because it just gives me more ammunition when I come back in.
I don't think you're a huge movie guy. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think we've talked about this before because, I know you've seen Slapshot back in the day. How much – you've seen Miracle, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
I did not like it.
I may fight you. I'm going to fight you right now. That's ridiculous. Yeah. How could you not like it? Was it too Hollywood? What happened?
I have a Herb Brooks story somewhere along the way, but I am such a huge fan of his. I want to see it more of a natural type instinct in the locker room, in the speeches and all. Maybe it's because it was rehearsed and we've heard about some of the things Herb has done. I don't know. I just didn't like it. I'll leave it at that. I don't want to get too involved because I know a lot of people loved it. I didn't like it.
Well, listen, I'm not going to tell you what not to like or what to like, but I will say this. I can understand you being a head coach and a guy that's been in that room to watch a Hollywood depiction of something that was so amazing. I can understand why you might think it's a little cheesy. But there was that scene
Can I give you a Herb Brooks quick story?
Absolutely.
I am just starting my coaching career with the Virginia Lancers. This is down in the – I forget what the league was named. No one even knew about the league. So the way I went about my business, I went to the National Hockey League camps. I traveled myself, went to all the National Hockey League camps, which is about six leagues above where I was coaching. And usually they have tryout players. They want to – camps fill camps so they can have some scrimmages where they know these guys aren't going to play, won't play on their minor league team. They're just going to fall off. Those are the players I'm looking for that are at these camps early that have no chance to play in the American League. And at that point in time, there was an international league. They weren't going to play there. They just weren't good enough. But I still went to these camps to hopefully just watch their progression. They get dumped down to a league, get dumped down to another league, and then maybe I can snatch them up. Herb Brooks, I'm a nobody. Herb Brooks spent 1 hour with me going over his one-on-one, a nobody from the Atlantic Coast Hockey League, and spent 1 hour and says, this is a guy that's not going to play in our minor league team, will not play in the National League team, is really going to have a tough time finding a league to play in. Look for him. He went through players for me at his camp, as busy as an NHL camp is, and spent some time with me to say, this guy's going to fall off the map, look for him. This guy's going to fall off the map, look for him. And for me, bright-eyed and just starting in the business with Herb Brooks. Are you kidding me? And that's something I'll never forget. And as we went along, he was coaching, and I started having opportunities to move up in it. Had a different type of relationship, but that's my first meeting with Herb Brooks. He spent some time with a nobody in the Atlantic Coast Hockey League and said, this guy will not play in any minor league system for any team. Look for him. You might be able to grab him. And
wow,
so it was really interesting.
That is one of the great Herb Brooks stories, because we've heard a lot of them. We've seen the movie. And, by the way, in the movie, when he's talking to Craig and he said, I'm not looking for the best players. I'm looking for the right ones. That screams a little bit to me that maybe they weren't right for his level, obviously, but that there was something there for you to latch onto. The test, as far as the quiz and the test, as soon as you said, by the way, I think it's brilliant that you're doing this, keep these guys engaged and build a little more of a thought process around what this team was and how you were able to keep everybody engaged. There's that scene in the movie where he's talking to his goaltender, Jim Craig. And when he gave the test and he asked him, you know, are you giving me your best? Because I know there's a lot more in there, a whole nother level you can get to. And for some reason, you won't get there. And Jim Craig's mother had passed away, and they kind of made that part of the movie. And then he ran after him and said, is this because I wouldn't take your test? And that's when the movie, when Kurt Russell looks back at him and said, I want the guy who wouldn't take the test. Like that was part of the test. It wasn't that he wouldn't take it. It just, there's some part of it. So I hope you get a lot out of these essays, or at least as much as you hope to.
You know what? The essays are great, but when it comes to the quiz, there will be six questions. And there'll be a letter by each multiple. It'll be a multiple choice answer. And if you get the, you go through it. And with the six multiple choice answers, there's a letter next to the correct answer. It is going to spell a word. So you have to get the correct answer and also spell a word with the six letters that you took. And it spells a very important word that was the most consistent word used in the essay. So that's how it's kind of rounding about here. And I just hope they don't cheat. They'll call up each other and all. And I can't control that. But, so it's going to be interesting. The coaches and I went over the questions yesterday. And, they have until tomorrow. And but as of 12:52 today, I think I have I got to just cross-check my list. I have everybody in. And the last guy is a shocker to me. The second to the last guy, I knew it was going to happen that way. I thought he'd be the last one. But
all right, you got a few surprises there. I saw that it's kind of a neat little thing. Alexander Texier put out on his Instagram that he was skating, you know, and I know he had a lumbar stress fracture, and this was late last year, and nobody really knew when he'd be back. And the silver lining to any of this, and I know we've got bigger things to worry about, as we've mentioned, but – you know, if this ever does get going, whether you jump into the playoffs or whether you get a season to remember at all, it looks like your guys are getting healthier, and it'll be interesting if that happens.
Yeah, Jonesy got on the ice yesterday, and what a tough year for Tex, a young kid coming across the pond by himself, single, and really the injury that he had, he basically could do nothing for months. Because they just didn't want him moving, this is a big part of our future. This kid Texier, he's going to be able to play. I really do want to give him a chance at center ice. I think that's his position. He's a big part of the future of this team. So, Anthony, it's really, I'm not sure what happens, but our guys, Bjorkstrand's the next one we're keeping an eye on about trying to get on the ice here. And who knows when we start? Maybe we'll have a healthy lineup.
Now that's that would be a big piece of. Is there anybody else? Jonesy. They were talking about. You know, obviously the foot injury. You know, is there a timeline potential that you could see him potentially coming back if this thing gets stretched out enough?
Yeah, I do think it's going to be. I don't want to make predictions, but I think it's going to be stretched out further. And to have Zeth on the ice now. And I think he's really gone about it the right way, knowing that he has a little bit more time. He's trying to do it the right way, even be a little bit more cautious. We're hoping We're hoping, and again, I can't make any predictions. I think there's going to be much more time here. I think he's going to be ready to go.
Good deal. Talking with Torts, this is Hockey and Hounds brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. All right, so Fox Sports Ohio is going to be replaying the Tampa sweep. And I know it was a big deal for the fans, and you've given it its due because you know how important it was to the city and the franchise, even though you fell short of the goal. But I got to ask you this, and maybe I've already asked you, but we'll do it again. Your pre-tournament speech was unbelievably fantastic. And as we started this interview, you talked about how Miracle was a little too scripted. I'll ask you this way. Did you plan on giving your team any kind of a pregame speech, or did this kind of develop as you just kept hearing more about how great Tampa was and nothing about your own team, and that's what sparked the speech?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what I was going to say. It's a short walk from the coach's room to the locker room prior. We had a bunch of meetings prior to the series, obviously going over video and stuff like that. I wasn't sure what I was going to say, but I know I had a fury going within me because no one would ask me about, and I had to sit there and take it. You have to eat it, you know, and give Tampa, you know, Tampa, a 62-game win in the regular season. I get all that. I had to eat it. I sat in these media things, and no one asked about Seth Jones. No one asked about Pierre-Luc or Bob. It was always, well, you're going to be able to handle that guy from Tampa. You're going to be able to handle that guy from Tampa. And I took it. I kept my mouth shut, tried to answer the questions as respectfully as I could. But by the time that series started, I just kind of went with it. And I walked in that locker room, and I'm looking at our guys who had just won 7 straight to get in after a dismal game against Edmonton. We pulled our pants up and had some very pointed meetings and found our way to get in. And we had no respect going in there. And, I just kind of wung it. I never prepare those things. I don't know how to prepare speaking. I just speak. And then when we win the series, I got a bit of a hate on for how they had, well, not how the players, but basically how their coach handled himself after the series, like reciting a freaking poem or something, 6 days in April, or, you know, we just didn't play well 6 days in April. You lost. Shut up. You lost. Eat it like I had to eat prior to the series. You got beat. That's all you need to say. Not make excuses. Still gives us no respect.
Yeah. I think that's well said. We'll put a ribbon on that. All right, so here's the deal. I promise you a little bit of numbers. And so from last week, it's a very tough time because shelters are deemed essential businesses, so that's good. But there's a lot of shelter in place right now, and they have limited employees, so some shelters aren't doing adoptions even by appointment only anymore. They've got all their animals in fosters, which, by the way, is a very difficult thing, as you know, to find fosters. And then the hope is when you get fosters that they will fall in love with these animals and that they will keep them, and less animals will come back. There's a little fear in me knowing that when this does get lifted – that, you know, if people are returning animals, that'll be harder. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen. You asked me if adoptions are generally up or down during this pandemic. Well, it's a difficult thing to measure right now, but from what I've been seeing, especially in New York, they are absolutely up. And which is great because people are staying at home. They have a chance to bond with an animal. It's something new. Maybe they've always thought about doing it. Now too busy. There's an excuse after excuse, but now it's a great time. And over here at Franklin County, you know, they've had even the dog that's been there the longest, like about 150 days, got a break from the shelter life, and that's the key. And so we're hoping that these animals will be adopted by the time the pandemic settles down. During typical foster events, they probably get adopted maybe around 60 to 65%. We're hoping to get up into the 90s or more. So that would be the big hope for us. And and all the dogs that I've seen, I think they have about checked in the other day. I think they're up into maybe the 185 dogs being out. And all the dogs at Columbus Humane are in foster. So that's a great deal right now.
Great.
Yeah, so the numbers are good, and we just have to hope that the dogs that are out there, I'm hoping these people fall in love with them, which I think they will, 185 dogs in foster right now. The adoptions are picking up as people decide to keep the dogs after they foster them, which is great. A little new development in that the shelter is now closed today and on Friday. So Wednesdays and Fridays, they're closed at Franklin County. But the lost dogs can be redeemed on those days, no problem. And all the wardens, all the people that are doing what I do, are still working 24/7 to answer calls. So if you have an emergency, I keep putting this out there, 614-777-PETS. That'll go to the Criminal Investigations Unit where we are at Columbus Humane, so keep that in mind. And, Torts, I'll end it on this. Do you remember the dog? I had kind of a breakdown on the air with you, that dog Martin at Franklin County that had been there forever.
Yeah.
Martin got adopted. He got
adopted. You were an emotional mess that day.
I was a wreck, and it just came over me. And
for the right reason, Anthony, for the right reason, because your heart's in the right place.
Yeah, when he was there that amount of days living in a cage, I just can't think about it too often, but he went about 2 hours away from Columbus. He got a home. He was in that damn shelter for over a year, and he got a home. So I wanted to bring that good news to you because I was thinking about Martin the other day, and I wanted to check up on him, and he's got a home. So we keep pushing. Keep pushing.
What does your day entail? When are you out there prior to your show, and you go out there after your show if you have calls and stuff like that? How does that work for you?
Right now, I'm just working with the chief agent, our chief agent, Kerry Mannion, and I'll try to ride along with him as much as possible. But now that we're doing – now, unfortunately, I just have to assist where I can because of the social distancing. So we can't ride together anymore. And so it makes it difficult, but it's mostly on my off days and mostly on weekends. It's tough to do before the show. I can't do it before the show, but it would be after the show or on weekends. So as much as we can, but good conversation today. I'm glad we caught up with you.
Yeah. I hope your families are well. And again, I hope everybody else is family listening. I hope everybody's staying healthy and safe.
Well done, Torts. Best to your family. We'll talk to you next week. Be well.
All right, boys. Take care.
Yep, that is John Tortorella, the great head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets, brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. Every week they make a generous donation when Torts calls in. Hockey and Hounds, thanks for all the support and the great news, and we'll keep getting after it. What a conversation today about Herb Brooks. All right, when we come back, NFL two-minute drill, we'll wrap it up. Carpenter and Rothman on the Fan.
All Buckeyes. All Buckeyes. All the time. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Your flagship home for Ohio State athletics. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.